Okay, let's see. There you go, man. Thank you. Let's talk about Vernon, V-E-R-N-O-N. Last name is E-S-C-H-E-N, F as in Frank, E-L-D-E-R. This is a 91-year-old gentleman who's been admitted to hospice with end-stage dementia, requiring 24-hour supervision care. He suffers from diabetes, glaucoma, gout, hyperlipidemia, hypertension. He has a pacemaker, shingles, history of stroke, thyroid disease, urinary obstruction, UTI, chronic Foley catheter. Patient was seen in the emergency room end of November this year with chest tightness, productive cough. With the results of workup showing would look like, hang on. Shortness of breath, cough, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, dysuria. Change in mental status. Patient was found to have a BNP of 1,725 with evidence of urosepsis, period. Patient has lost tremendous amount of weight, 10 pounds in the past month, only eating small bites now, no longer able to care for himself, he's totally bowel and bladder incontinent. Of course, he has a Foley catheter in place, but he also is total ADL dependent. Patient subsequently has been been evaluated for hospice and accepted to hospice with with caregiver. The patient most likely has less than 6 months to live, given his finding at this time. Patient also was evaluated by cardiologist most recently. Who felt like patient's chronic heart failure is most likely chronic with acute exacerbation in face of sepsis. Period. Patient also developing a stage 2 sacral ulcer with protein, calorie, and malnutrition. Period. Patient most likely has less than 6 months to live and is hospice appropriate at this time. Thank you.